You know, I think there are few people around that don't know the name HelloFresh. It really has become ubiquitous, and it was interesting. It became popular through the same thing that killed every other business, I think, and that was COVID. Adam Calico is the managing director, the CEO of HelloFresh USA, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me I'm not wrong. Is that right? I mean, you guys have been around. You predate COVID. I think, in fact, this company was founded in Germany in 2011 or something. But wasn't COVID really a boost for you?
Yeah, so I would say that we've been operating in the U.S. for about 13 years now. And so there was a lot of growth before the pandemic, but the pandemic definitely provided a surge in demand as ultimately we were focused on getting food to people in those times when they were worried to go outside and didn't want to go to the grocery store. So it definitely was a surge in demand.
Yeah, and you just don't see many companies that actually, you know, prospered, I guess, rather than say benefited, but prospered during the pandemic. And one of the things you guys have done, and one of the things I want to talk about today, is you've sort of spread the wealth. There is a program that you've joined with called No Kid Hungry. And it's just fascinating is that thank goodness school's back and kids are back in school, because it turns out there are a whole lot of kids that just don't get a square meal when they're not in school. How do you help?
Yeah. So we actually see that's like one of the biggest challenges with childhood hunger is when kids aren't in school, there are just gaps in coverage. And so what we've done is partnered with No Kid Hungry to try to fill that gap some. And we've really two pieces of this. One is creating distribution events where we can actually get out and get food to families and children in this summer break period and other school break periods to fill in those gaps. And the other piece of it is partnering with No Kid Hungry, who are really, they're the experts in this space of ending childhood hunger, but working closely with them to actually get the educational materials and services in front of these families so that they know what resources are at their disposal so they can navigate through these more challenging times where they might not know exactly where to turn as easily.
So they identify who needs it and you get it there. But that's one of the interesting things about your business is logistics. You know, I think about it right now. So it's like 107 in Texas. And if you're delivering meals to me to cook, you know, later on this week, and I've got, you know, meat or seafood or something like that, how do you account for something for that?
Yeah, so I would say this is something that we've built up expertise in over the last decade, is how do you actually get food fresh to people in very dispersed areas? And the way we do it is assessing where is the box going, what's the temperature there, what's the temperature through transit, and what kind of conditions is that box going to face? And then we pack it out with the right liner, the right ice, to make sure that's fresh when it arrives at your door.
So then you adjusted. As temperatures change, you're going to adjust your shipping methods.
Yeah, exactly. Because we also know that we don't want to just waste packaging. We don't want to waste ice. And that's another thing that people are sensitive about. So depending on those conditions, we vary it to provide the optimal amount of packaging.
So I'm curious. I mean, this thing, it's really taken off. And you have outlasted a lot of competitors that have, you know, there are a lot of private capital people who wasted a lot of money on competitors to you. But who is your competitor? Is it somebody else in the same business? Or are you competing with the grocery stores and the DoorDashes of the world or something?
Yeah, so the way we look at it is we're in the business of solving dinner for people. So any place people are turning to figure out what to put on the dinner table each night, that's who we're competing against. So there's really not a tight boundary on our competition. We're ultimately focused on what is this problem that people have of figuring out how do I put something on the table that everybody's going to eat, that's going to be nutritious enough, and I'm going to be able to fit into my busy life. And that's the problem that we're focused on solving.
So how big is your market? I mean, have you filled the demand yet, or is it still growing?
I think there's a lot of demand still out there. Like when I go out and I talk to people about what are you eating for dinner? I mean, I'd be interested in how you solve your weekly dinner problem, David. But like we see there's a lot more demand out there. People are still struggling with this problem. They're sometimes turning to food delivery. They're going to the grocery store. They just can't get it quite right. And we're continuing to evolve our solutions to really try to meet those people's needs.
But you're also in the business of taking people who are Luddites when it comes to cooking and becoming cooks, right? I mean, you've got to have what simple directions and simple ingredients, and everything's got to be clearly labeled. How do you come up with these?
Yeah, exactly. So we are focused on like whether you are a very skilled home cook or you've never done it before, we want to be able to give you the experience where you can essentially achieve home cooking. And so we have a dedicated culinary team that is talking to our customers regularly, going into people's homes, kind of seeing what their habits are, what the actual challenges are, and then going back and developing recipes and testing them over and over again so that when that box of food delivers at your door, let's say you've never cooked dinner before, those step-by-step instructions are foolproof enough that you really can't mess it up.
You probably saved a lot of early marriages also, I would think. So this company started, it started in Germany, and I'm still operating in Germany. But is it the same business model exactly?
So it's very similar. The foundation of it is the same. However, we recognize like different cultures, different countries are different, people want different things. And so we have a team focused in the US. I am exclusively focused on the US. And we are getting to know like what do American consumers actually want to eat? Like, and we actually see some of these differences. If you just think about like how much protein an American wants on their plate versus somebody in some European markets, it's very different. And so all of the recipes are specifically targeting our American audience.
So what's next? I noticed there's some other brands that are under the name. Do you broaden out? I mean, you must have a distribution service. You could distribute almost anything, couldn't you?
Yeah. So I would say that we particularly are specialized in the cold supply chain.
Right.
So that is kind of our bread and butter and differentiator versus many other supply chains out there. Obviously, so many businesses in e-commerce right now, but actually going back to your earlier question, like being able to get that high quality food to somebody's door, going through all of these challenging circumstances, that's what we're specialized in. And that's the capability that I would say we really keep leaning into in the future.
So let me go back where we were, and I'll wrap with that. But we were talking about this program that really intrigues me, this No Kid Hungry. So does that wind down once school starts and it's just not necessary anymore? Or does it extend to sort of latchkey kids and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so our partnership with them is ongoing. We've been partnering with them for the last 3 years, and we've highlighted different moments throughout the year over that period with them to really, because another piece of this is driving awareness around the challenge. And so this year we were specifically focused on the summer break, the challenges that come with that. And in addition to that, the campaign was focused on kids helping kids. So actually training the next generation on the problem and how to help. And so that was the focus of this campaign. But we are continuing to partner with No Kid Hungry through the year and at different points, whether it's school breaks or even during the school year, kind of highlighting how hunger for children can be such a challenging problem throughout the whole year. And it's definitely like we have not solved it with this one campaign, unfortunately. So we're going to really keep at it to just keep trying to chip away.
Well, and meanwhile, you stayed with this meal delivery business, and it's really grown and it's really caught on. And like I say, I think you've outlasted an awful lot of competitors. Adam Calico is the CEO of HelloFresh USA and joins us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much again. It's great to be here.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.